The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
A career change for over 40s can feel like a daunting prospect, but more and more people are taking the plunge and hopscotching over to a completely new field of endeavour, two or even more decades into their professional lives. Some are going for broke on lifelong career ambitions, while others are realising maybe that the rate of inflation is depreciating the value of their nest eggs and they need more cash. Whatever the reason, one thing is for sure, older workers have a lot more to consider than their younger counterparts when it comes to the risks and rewards of starting a brand new profession. Now, joining me to talk about this is Jane Downes, CEO of Parttime.ie. Jane, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you are that soldier.
I am, yes. I took the plunge in my 40s and have never looked back, to be quite honest. My background is I trained as an accountant in my 20s at PwC and moved on into industry and loved my life as an accountant in my 20s and 30s. Worked hard, travelled lots, and it was great. But then as my lifestyle changed in my late 30s, I decided I wanted to work less. So I was lucky enough, I was able to get a part-time job. And I worked in that for 10 years, but then I found people around me were really struggling to find flexible work. So I decided in 2018 to set up parttime.ie. And it was really to enable, give mainly women more access, and to help women find the stay in their careers or find work that suited their lifestyle better.
So you went from accountancy to HR?
Yes, to recruitment, really. And for me, the path was through starting my own business. So whether you're starting your own business or going in, changing careers and, working for a company, I think the challenges are kind of similar. It's daunting and it's you need to be resourceful, and you need to understand it takes a bit of time. But I think I was with friends the other night and three of us were out and all three of us had changed careers in our 40s, all very different backgrounds. But everyone, realized that the challenges were absolutely worth it.
Now, the question of how dramatic the change, people would say that your move was maybe a bit seamless because obviously you'd moved jobs yourself over the years, you'd gone part-time, so it was kind of a slow, gradual transition and you reached an end point which was almost a logical progression. But there are other people who always wanted to sing in the opera, whatever it might be, and they've been doing something that has bored them solid for two decades. That's a bigger kind of jump, isn't it?
It is. I would just say it's sometimes it's daunting and, you do have to be very brave and you do have to be very patient. But there are so many paths in now and there's so much support. So I think if you can find the opportunity, the area you want to work in, the industry. My advice on that would be, even if you're coming from a totally different background, if you can speak to as many people as you can who are in that, area, and you'd be surprised because you might think you don't know people, but everybody has partners and brothers and sisters. And my experience was people were thrilled to be asked for help. So, they might meet you for a coffee. They'll point you towards maybe how you could upskill, what courses you could do. They might say, you might get into the company or you might get into the opera or whatever, and you mightn't get in directly in the role you want. But I think it's important to, understand if you're open to opportunity and you get into generally the right area, and then you have to keep your eyes and ears open and be willing to kind of, it might be a curved line, but, getting in, opportunities present themselves. And I think you just have to be ready to take them when they do.
Now, many people, certainly during the pandemic, have thought, that rat race, I want to get out of it. The long commute, I'd love to work remotely or I'd love to work, part-time, not going in the traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning, but perhaps going in at 10 and coming home at 3 in the afternoon before the evening rush. So have you seen an increase in people just realizing that their lifestyle and their work-life balance, they had got it wrong?
Absolutely, I have, because I think we all realized during COVID, that there's more to life than work, and people enjoyed the slower pace. So I think people have really had a chance to take a step back and say, what do I really want? And I think around 40 is, you know, as you said, you're kind of two decades into your career. Even if you loved it at the beginning, the world, you know, the landscape of work has changed and people's life circumstances have changed. So, and I think COVID showed us that, you know, we all like a bit of time off and we like to have time with our families. So the demand for flexible work has like just rocketed, really. And while, you know, a lot of employers are offering, I think, the hybrid working and remote working, we'd never have got to this point without COVID, the opportunities that are there on that basis. But, you know, it's still challenging. You know, a lot of people still want actually less hours, you know, because many are working longer hours actually at home.
Now, the principal reasons that people want to change career, I mean, you mentioned one of them, suddenly a realization that the work-life balance is all wrong. What about those who realize they've been a square peg in a round hole for so long? Do you come across many of those who just can't stand the idea of another two decades doing this same old thing?
I do, because I think, you know, people are very different. Even, and a lot of people, if you look, like at 18, you're making choices, and we're all very different people at 40, you know. So I think I expect the kids who are starting out today will not be in the same careers their whole lives. And there's so many opportunities available that maybe people haven't even thought, you know, if you look at the environment and sustainability and cybersecurity and all the opportunities available there. So I, you know, people might have just gone into a career and thought, yeah, this is it. And then could be, even if they love to start, could be completely jaded of by the time they're 40. So I just like, really, there might be people who are drawn to change career because they really want to do something. There are others who change career because they're just sick of what they're doing. And I think for them, it's harder. But I would say, if they look at the colleges near them, look at what courses are available, look around at the people around them, what are they working at? And, you know, it's challenging, and you absolutely might have to take a hit financially for the first couple of years, but they should view that as kind of an investment in their future, because they'll probably end up working for a lot longer if they can hit on something that they really enjoy.
Yeah. The barriers, though, to older people going into jobs that might be almost entry-level jobs, you know, young college graduates go into the tech scene. They may not be doing tech. They might be selling whatever they might be doing. But the salaries are very attractive, and someone who's been plugging away in a mundane job might be surprised at what is capable of being earned in those sectors. But do the tech sectors look at someone in their 40s and say, sorry? They're not allowed to do this, by the way, but they think it and they kind of act upon it. Sorry, just too old.
No, I think now more and more companies are realizing the benefit of diversity, and they're seeking diversity. You know, it's gender, it's age, it's background. So I think if someone, of course, they have to make their CV as attractive as possible. But they shouldn't be daunted by it. I think, you know, younger people, like, you know, people starting out might look at people with experience and find that overwhelming, that they don't have the experience that people coming with maybe 20 years would have. So nobody has it all right. And I think if you, the skills you can bring to a company when you're 40, you're probably better at making decisions, good communication, you know, good problem solving skills. There's an awful lot that people can bring when they're 40. And I think more and more like companies are open to that. We do have a huge talent shortage at the moment. So I have not experienced companies, you know, like age being an issue for them.
Yeah. Anyway, they're not allowed to say it out loud.
Not, no.
But you're saying they don't even say it to themselves.
Even in my dealings with them, I have not experienced that. You know, right. I think if the candidate presents well, they're confident of their skill set, even if they don't have the absolute requirement. And, you know, sometimes you could look at a job and say, oh my God, I don't have a lot of that skill set. But, you know, if a candidate presents well and they are, you know, confident, and they're confident of what they've done to date, and they can, you know, bring out all of the skill sets they have, they'll do very well to interview, in my experience. Yeah.
All right. Jane Downes, CEO of parttime.ie. Thank you very much for joining us. So if you're thinking of changing, do it now. There are lots of opportunities there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.